D-Mace Vingen and Donick 102.5 The Game. Willie Donick, Derek Mason, Adam Vingen, and David Janes here with you. We are live at Bridgestone Arena, where the Predators will host the Carolina Hurricanes tonight. Puck drop at 7, pregame at 6 right here on 102.5 The Game. The Predators looking for their 8th win in 11 games. One of their recent losses, however, were to these Hurricanes about a week and a half ago. So we'll see if the Predators can exact some revenge on the Hurricanes tonight. Again, a 7 o'clock puck drop, 6 o'clock pregame with Max Herz right here on 102.5 The Game. Admittedly, gentlemen,
yes.
At the end of our program yesterday, I was having what my son refers to as the tummy troubles as I looked at the score of the Lipscomb-Duke basketball game to see the Bisons leading the Blue Devils by 10 at Cameron Indoor Stadium, and full marks to Lipscomb for making it a game with Duke for more than a half. Fortunately for me, Duke prevailed ultimately by 24 points, 97-73. It was a little nerve-wracking, but I feel much better today.
I can't believe that you had a little bit of panic.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if you had faith in your team.
If you have, if you've met my father, and I love my father, Harlan Vingen, longtime Duke fan, worked at Duke, longtime Duke fan, he is of the mind that everything is going to get bad before it gets better. So it's been ingrained in me that when my teams are playing and things aren't going well, the sky is falling. But Duke remains undefeated. They are one of, if my math is right, 6 undefeated high major teams left in college basketball, including the Vanderbilt Commodores. Listen to this list, Willie. You'll appreciate this. Listen to this list of undefeated high major teams in college basketball. Duke, Michigan, Arizona, Iowa State, Vanderbilt, and Nebraska.
Nebraska. Okay.
Throw Nebraska in there.
For some reason,
that's an eclectic group of
the Cornhuskers are undefeated. But you know what? The Commodores will look to remain undefeated as they take on Memphis tonight. 6 p.m. tip-off, 5:30 pregame show on 94.9 The Fan. So we'll see if
Good
the Commodores.
Tonight.
Yeah, we'll see if the Commodores can remain undefeated.
Probably.
So, well.
See, David,
from the Memphis fan,
little faith in his guy.
Listen, exactly. Willie, if you watched Memphis as close as I have, you would have little faith too.
Well, we'll see. Little faith.
I've seen a lot of Memphis Vanderbilt games. I've played in a couple, but Memphis has done well against Vanderbilt over the years. This is a big one.
We'll see what happens tonight. Again, a 6 p.m. tip off, Vanderbilt versus Memphis, 5:30 pregame on 94.9 The Fan. So, just a little bit ago, Cam Ward addressed reporters for his weekly news conference, and the Titans season is almost over, mercifully, which means their coaching search will begin in earnest. Earlier today, Cam Ward was asked about how involved he wants to be in that search. Here is what Cam Ward had to say.
How much would you like to be in on the front? Not hiring the guy, but as far as, you know, meeting all the candidates that they bring in and kind of seeing what they have in mind maybe for you?
I want to meet all of them. Every coach who's going to get the opportunity to come here, I want to meet them, have conversations throughout the whole process with them, because that's someone that I'm going to be here with, you know, for that time. So we got to just continue to, you know, me being around and being open to no matter whoever we try to hire, because I know at the end of the day, who we do hire is going to be the right fit for us, whether it's a defensive person or offensive person. They're going to make sure that every person, you know, in the right place and make sure that every person is set up for success.
Have you had conversations already with Mike and Chad about wanting to be involved with this or maybe what some of the qualities you might want?
Yeah, I've had conversations with them about wanting to be involved. They know how much I want to be involved. And then especially just not even with the scheme part of it, just, you know, as the head coach, who he is on an everyday basis, and then we'll get into, you know, the scheme, what, you know, I know I'm good at, what I want to do, what he thinks, you know, will also help me.
In theory, it makes sense, right? Cam Ward's development largely depends on who the next coach is. Mm-hmm. And it's not like Ward is being given veto power here. I can't imagine a scenario where Chad Brinker and Mike Borgonzi say, Cam, we're hiring Mike McCarthy. And Ward says, no, we're hiring Matt Nagy. But Derek, Willie, how do we feel about Ward apparently being involved, wanting to be involved in this decision?
I don't see why he shouldn't be. He said it perfectly. Listen, this is the person that I'm going to grow with and develop with. So why shouldn't I meet him and sit down with him and
during
be
the interview process?
Yeah, during it all.
I disagree. I disagree.
If you're sitting down with a young man, and you ain't got to let him into like all like the contractual stuff, and but the philosophy, yes, because he is a part of how do you see the quarterback? What are his strengths? What are his weaknesses? These are some because what if you hire this guy because you like him? He coming to the building. He don't like him. Now you already got a problem right there. I'm not saying that he should say no, like Adam said. He should say no, don't hire him, but hire him. But what I'm saying is, listen, the future is, in the Titans' eyes, is Cam Ward being here for the remainder of his career, 10-plus years. So if that's the case, I would want to sit down if I'm the quarterback. I would want to sit down and be a part of something, especially if y'all narrow it down to like three or four people. Yes, I should be the – I am the franchise guy. I'm the face of this organization. Why shouldn't I be a part of it?
Because he hasn't done anything
yet. It doesn't matter if he's done nothing or not. It doesn't matter.
I don't think
matter.
It's a good idea.
I should be – I don't have veto power. This is not veto power. This is a collection of people, and this is the most important person in the franchise right now, the quarterback. Who you hire, yes, but then the quarterback. Everybody knows it. All 32 teams knows it. The most important person on that roster is the quarterback. Why shouldn't the quarterback be privy to, once you've narrowed it down, now him, I know he's not going to want him. If they bring in 10 guys, I don't want to see y'all. Just let me know when you narrow it down to three guys. Then I do want to be a part of the philosophy, what they're thinking. How do they see me? Yes, my strength. What do I need to work on? All these coaches. So whoever you bring in, now I hit the ground running. Now we've built a good rapport. Now we're ready to go. I'm not saying that the other way doesn't work. I'm not saying that. But if you are my franchise quarterback, then yes, you should be able to sit in on not all, but some of it. Like when we start talking philosophies, how you see this team, you know, leadership. Come on, Cam. Come in here. Sit right here with me. Sit. I'm the GM, Borgonzi.
Nope.
Sit right here with me.
Nope.
Sit right here with me.
I just can't.
He's the franchise guy. I guarantee you.
He's not. He's got to become the franchise guy.
In their mind, he's there. He's their savior.
Willie
Everybody
does,
knows
many,
it.
Willie doesn't
Everybody
like this.
Knows
too
it.
Many, Willie doesn't like this.
Too many eggs in that basket. You can't put all your eggs
There's
in that basket.
There's only one egg.
You might be looking for a quarterback in 2 years. I hope that's not the case.
Well, even if I'm looking for
but
a quarterback in 2 years.
But you're sitting there going, he's going to be our quarterback for 10 years. How do we know that?
Why would not think if they – I'm going to tell you, Willie.
You can't make
drafted
a coach.
Him, no, no. They drafted him number one because they felt he would be the quarterback for the next 10 years. They didn't draft him number one and say, oh, man, he may not be the quarterback after year two. If that's the case – all y'all need to be fired for drafting them.
Many people have before. History has shown that happens sometimes, and you have to move on. We just talked about yesterday how many teams got it wrong a few times, and now it seems to be going right. The Bears have gotten it wrong more times you can count at quarterback. They
what
hope they
hurt,
have
Billy?
It right.
Willie, what would it hurt that he sits in?
Well, what would it hurt? You're giving him too much say in an entire franchise. That's not his job. He's not – an
you're
evaluator of coaches.
You're not giving
he's
him a
young.
Say.
He's young.
You're just allowing him to listen.
I would not have him in the interview process. I might introduce him in the hallway or something informally, see if there's a connection, chat for a few minutes. But part of the interview process, no way. That's too much. I mean, you do that for like LeBron or Tom Brady or
don't
somebody
you want
like
him
that.
To, well, don't you want him to be your LeBron or your Tom Brady?
Yes, but he's young.
Okay,
he hasn't done anything.
Well, sit in here. Tom Brady wasn't going to those rooms anyway because we know how Bill Belichick is. He wasn't letting nobody in that room.
Right.
But listen, this is a new situation. They need to do something contrary to what they have been doing. What they have been doing ain't been working.
Well, that's true, but – I think you get input from Cam. Mm-hmm. You know, give me the profile of the coach. Mm-hmm. Then it's Mike Borgonzi's job to go find the coach. Uh-huh. I don't think it's like – if Mike Borgonzi is like, I think I'm zeroed in on Coach Vingan, and that's my gut. But I've got Cam really pulling at me saying, no, I don't like – I think we should go with Coach Mason. That's a problem. Like, it's not
– But you're not
he's
giving
– He's not a coach finder.
You're not giving
it's
him
his
that
job to be a coach
You're
finder.
Not giving him – that you're not giving him that power to do that. Only power you're giving him.
Okay, you say he doesn't have veto power.
No, he doesn't.
So let's say I hire, in that scenario, mm-hmm. right? I give Cam input. I'm Borgonzi, mm-hmm. and he says, I want Coach Mason. Mm-hmm. And I say, well, that's great, Cam, but I'm the guy, and I'm giving you input, but I think Coach Vingan's the best guy for you. What does that do to our relationship?
No, it doesn't do – because
– That's bad for our relationship.
No, it's not bad for the relationship because the relationship was started off, hey, listen, this is how you started off. Hey, listen, Cam, ultimately I have say in who gets hired. But I am – once I narrow it down to 2 to 3 guys, I'm going to allow you to sit on the philosophy of what they're thinking from an offensive standpoint. But it's still up to me to determine whether he is the right coach for this organization or not. But I'm allowing you to listen in on this. And then, yeah, you may have some feedback, but just like anything, like I tell my kids, listen, you are welcome to say what you need to say. But that doesn't mean I'm going to ultimately at the end agree with you. You know, I could say to my kids, well, this is when they were younger, you're not going over such and such house because, you know, their parents are not going to be there the whole night. But then my son said, well, Dad, this is going to happen. And I'm thinking like, well, okay, I understand that's his brother and I get it. Let me think about it. But ultimately, I'm going to say, no, you can't go. Point blank. But I gave you your say. You're allowed to voice your opinion. I listen. But then ultimately, as the parent, I'm saying their parents are not there or they won't be there at the time you're there. So I got to say you can't go. It's the same with Cam. You bring him in. You say, hey, listen, I'm going to allow you to sit in. Once we narrow this thing down, I'm going to allow you to sit in once we start talking about offensive philosophies. Ultimately, at the end, I have say, me, Brinker, obviously Amy. We are the people that are, but we're going to take into consideration what you say about the philosophy. That's all. But ultimately, it's still their decision. I guarantee you, whether they pick the guy that he sort of had a better connection with or not, that relationship between Cam and Borgonzi is going to be stronger. Because Cam thinks, now I can go to talk. I can talk to him. He may not agree with me, but he's going to listen to me. That's why I say he should be a part of it.
To your corners, gentlemen. Let's go to James in Ashland City on our phone line, driven by Wilson County, Hyundai.com. James, thank you for calling. Go ahead.
Yes. Hey, Derek Mason. First of all, you're my all-time favorite Titan player. Let's get that right, okay? Now, I got a question for you.
Yes.
First of all, how many years have you been working for 102.5 The Game?
About 10 years. I know where you're going.
That sounds about right.
Yeah, about 10 years, yeah.
Okay, in the 10 years you've worked there, has anybody come up to you and said, hey, D-Mace, what do you think about Caroline Fenton?
Yes.
How do you think it could fit GB?
Yes, they did. Yes, they did. Yes, they did.
They did do that, huh?
Yes, they did.
Okay, I was going to say I would bet they didn't do it, but if you say they did it, they did it. Let me tell you why I think it's not a good idea. And again, I hear everything you're saying, and I don't completely disagree. Mm-hmm. But here's the problem with it. Here's the gnat in the ointment.
Okay.
Is if Cam gives his advice and they take it, and it doesn't work out, who are they gonna throw on the bus?
And
they'll say, Amy, it's Cam Ward's fault. It was his decision. So that's why I'm against it. And I'll hang up and listen to what you got to say about that.
Thanks, James.
Thanks, James. Not to say I don't get what James is saying. But if it doesn't work out, if I'm the parent, if it doesn't work out, I'm not going to blame my kid. I'm the adult. I'm the one that has the power to say yay or nay. And if it doesn't work, I'm not scapegoating
right,
somebody.
Right, but for Borgonzi, if he doesn't get this one right, he's going to be the guy that goes down.
No matter what.
Yes.
Even if Cam's
so
in the room
why,
or not in the room,
right.
If it doesn't work,
but that's why
you're
I
gone.
Can't. You cannot give him that much power.
That's not
it's
giving
not
him
right.
power.
I think there's input. And it's,
that's
it
giving
just,
input,
it
not
just,
power.
It should be Cam, Jeffrey Simmons, maybe even one or two other guys. It's probably those two guys in particular. But there, I wouldn't. I think outside of the interview process, if there's a little bit of, you know, keeping him in the loop. Here's what we're looking at. Let me introduce you to these guys. On the outside, but also maybe on the front end before they start the interview process. What do you think our team needs? I think you
no,
pick
that's
their
good.
You pick their
that's
brain
good.
A
yeah.
lot. But the search process and the interview process has to be Borgonzi alone. I cannot have my quarterback sitting in. How's Jeffrey Simmons going to feel?
And that's
if Cam
and
Ward's
that,
in
that
there?
Is that is And again, I'm glad you brought that up because I was about to say, yeah, well, how would Jeffrey feel? But here's the thing. If Jeff is true to his word, which I believe he is, he wouldn't care. He understands that man right there
is the meal
number
ticket.
One.
Yeah.
He's the guy. He is the guy. He and I can talk. And he and I can kind of go, all right, man. And then he's the guy that's going to go in the room. He got to sit at the table.
Right.
I want to sit at the table.
But
that's
how
all
does he
I
know?
Want. I want to sit at the
faith,
table.
Where,
it don't have to be
has
a
no
big
experience
seat.
In,
it can
in,
be a kid's seat. I just want to sit at the table. Right?
Real,
no. When I was little, Willie, when I was little, and you probably went through this. I don't know if you did, Adam. We're a little bit older than you. But when the grown-ups were all around, where did the kids sit at the kids' table?
Yeah,
and
we
wanted so bad to be at that. Not even to have, just to listen. Like, oh, man, I just want. Well, they can't be at the table. You can give them the little seat, but let them be at the table. Let them listen. Let them, you know, give a little bit. You want some peas, little Derek? No, I don't want no peas, mama. Well, you don't eat them peas anyway. All right, mama. See, that's how it works. That's just how it works.
Oh, man.
But I understand what the caller was saying. But then again, it's like this franchise, because nowadays a lot of this is about relationships and you building a relationship. That's why Vrabel was so good at his job, because he built relationships. He had that relationship with the quarterback. He had it with Jeff. He had it with a buyer, all those guys, AJ. That is one of the most critical things when it comes to a quarterback and a head coach, is that relationship, that bond that you two build. If it's the offensive coordinator, great. It's that bond that you two build. There's a reason why head coaches put together these leadership councils. They do it here with the Nashville Predators. And I guarantee you, whether it be Coach Bruno or whoever coach is going to be with the Titans, let's just say McCoy now. I guarantee you, before things are, like, done in a locker room, like some things, not all things, but that are going to affect the guys, they go in there and they say, leadership council, come into my office. This is what I'm thinking
no
about
question.
Doing.
Boom, no boom, question. No question. But
now,
different
not,
than a coaching
I'm, no,
search,
no,
though.
No, but it's
very different.
Because what I'm doing is affecting the locker room. It's affecting the locker room. So I got to go to my leadership. I may not agree with them. I may say, no, I'm going to do it anyway. But at least they know that I'm listening to them.
Yes,
and
that's
I
important.
Take their opinion, but that don't ultimately mean that I'm going to do what they want me to do. This is what came.
That's separate than the search. I like what you're saying there. That talk needs to happen. I also find it fascinating that Cam Ward would, without batting an eye, get that question and say, yeah, I want to be in there. Like, he's a rookie.
He
think
he
should be more
win,
measured.
Man.
I know he does. And it is coming from the right place. Mm-hmm. But I think it's a little bit stepping out to say, yeah, I want to be in there. Like, I think there could have been a little bit more of, well, if they want my input, I'm fully willing to give it. He was like, yeah, I want to be in the room.
I would have said that, too.
Come
like,
on,
yeah,
man.
Let me in the room, man. I want to see what y'all be saying.
I don't. Nope. I'm not there.
Come on. Let little Derek in.
Hair Metal Henry says, I don't know if it's because you guys are broadcasting at Bridgestone, but it sounds like we're having a little glove drop early, and that's how we like it. 615-737-1025. Our phone and text lines are driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Cam Ward says he would like to be involved in the coaching search / hiring process. Derek's fine with it. Willie isn't. Where do you stand on this issue? 615-737-1025. A reminder that at some point during today's program, we will be giving away Music City Bowl tickets. I have another trivia question, because I'm not just giving these away. You have to earn them. And I will let you know in due time when we will be giving them away. But be listening, because we do have another pair of Music City Bowl tickets to give away. 615-737-1025 will take your reaction on this coming up next. But tonight on Totally Hits 93.3, catch MTSU men's basketball as the Blue Raiders take on Kennesaw State at 6:30. Coverage is also available on the Totally Hits Nashville app and at TotallyHitsNashville.com.
Conversations already with Mike and Chad about wanting to be involved with this, or maybe what some of the qualities you might want?
Yeah, I've had conversations with them about wanting to be involved. They know how much I want to be involved. And then especially just not even with the scheme part of it, just, you know, as the head coach, who he is on an everyday basis. And then we'll get into, you know, the scheme, what, you know, I know I'm good at, what I want to do, what he thinks, you know, will also help me.
That was Cam Ward discussing his mm-hmm. preferred involvement in the Titans head coaching search. Derek doesn't mind it. Willie says, no thank you. Thomas in Nashville on our text line, driven by Wilson County, Hyundai.com, says, D-Mace, you know I love you, and you're one of my favorite Titans of all times.
But
I got to go with Big Bill on this one. No player should have any input in the coaching search, especially a rookie. The only input Cam should have is on play preferences, but even then he does not get the final say. So I respectfully disagree with you this one time, Derek Mason.
I mean, that's cool to disagree. I don't mind that one bit.
He did it politely.
I think it's debatable. I think there might be, you know, 20 teams that would do this, and it would be divided. It wouldn't be 20 to nothing either way. I think it depends on your point of view. And I think there's ways to involve him without having him in the interview process. I think there's a line that I would not cross. I would not have him in the room while interviews are going on.
Listen,
I'd keep him up to date on the search. I would tell him who the candidates are. I would get some input, but that's as far as I would go.
Once we got to, again, I'm not, you know, the contractual stuff and some of the other, like, outside stuff, because it's more than just philosophy while you're hiring a coach. Yes, you want that guy to come in and have a, you know, as far as what you want to do schematically or, you know, offensively or defensively, what are you thinking? That stuff. But I can have him in on that. But I'm not going to have him in on, like, some of the other things that are not going to involve him nor the team. Like, you know, get to know him as a person. Well, once we narrow it down to two or three, I mean, I'm sure you're going to get to know those people as they're coming in and out of the building as I'm interviewing. But only when we are talking, you know, as far as how this team, you know, offensive sort of philosophy, what are you thinking? I would want Cam to sit in on that. What do you think about, you know, what are some things he can improve at? You know, how do you see, you know, you marrying your philosophy to him? Y'all sit down and y'all discuss that. But that's after y'all have talked about everything else that has nothing really to do with Cam. But this, the play, how they, that does have to do with him. So I have no problem. Again, I think some people, just because, and I thought I explained it right, and I'm sure I did, but, you know, I get it. Some people just, they don't feel comfortable with that. Maybe if he was a fifth or sixth year player, they'd feel more comfortable with it. But if this organization, they need to get out whatever funk they're in. And we've done all these things throughout the years, and it hadn't worked. I don't see how bringing him into a portion, not even a big part, a portion, a small part of the interview where we're talking about offensive philosophies. What do you see in our quarterback? You know, how does he fit? That part, yeah, I can have him in on. But the other part, no, he doesn't. Again, he doesn't need to be in on that part. But I think this is my guy for the next 10 years. So I want to make sure that those two guys are seeing, you know, eye to eye in a sense when it comes to how the offense, what do you envision for the offense with me as the quarterback? You know, you hire him, and he says, and then you get him in the room, and it's like, man, what? Being a small part of that, I don't think is a bad thing. I don't think it would hurt anybody. I don't think it would hurt the organization. Cam doesn't look like the guy. He doesn't come off as the guy that you give him a little power, he's going to run with it. We all seen those people. They get power, they run with it, and all of a sudden you become the crossing guard and you want to be the principal of the school. It's like, no, you're the crossing guard, kid. Okay? I used to do that when I was little.
They
gave me the crossing guard thing. I thought I was like, yes, big man.
Are you influenced by the fact
that
he really hasn't done?
Yeah, respect the vest. I'm talking about crossing guards when you're little. Everybody knows about those.
Sure. But it influences me some that he has not excelled. If he had done a little bit better, then maybe I would be more apt to go. But I cannot be sure right now that he is my guy in 2 years. I know he's my guy next year. But if next year doesn't go well, then it does happen. It happens more often than it doesn't happen that you have to move on from a guy that you thought was the guy. Justin Fields just was the guy not long ago in Chicago, and now they have Caleb Williams.
again, if
that wasn't that long ago.
You're right. If you're drafting a guy and you're thinking in your mind that 2 years he may not be here, you just don't draft him. That's the way I look at it. Don't draft him. I understand things happen, but I'm
everybody
going.
Everybody that you draft, you hope is going to be.
I know, but
that,
I'm not
but
going
it doesn't
to
happen that way.
I know, but I'm not going to at the beginning think, oh, this is only a 2 year run. No, I'm envisioning 10.
Right. I'm
years.
Not saying you're not thinking positive and mm-hmm. optimistic. I am too.
Come on, Coach Willie, you of all people.
I know. Coach Willie's optimistic. But that doesn't mean I'm going to let him hire the next coach. I got to hire the right coach.
See, he's not hiring the next coach, Willie. He's not hiring.
They have to get this right. It cannot be just based on Cam Ward. It's got to be for everybody.
So if they need to get this right, shouldn't he be having some input in it?
I want the coach that can get this on the right path. Mm-hmm. If Cam Ward's the guy, and if Cam Ward isn't the guy, that's the ideal coach. Not the guy that just can get Cam Ward. Like that messed up last time. They wanted the guy. Hey, Will Levis, we got this great quarterback. Who's the guy? Brian Callahan. It didn't
work
for Will Levis.
Maybe they should have let.
And it didn't work for Callahan.
They should have let Will Levis sit in on the meetings, and maybe they wouldn't have brought Callahan in. Maybe they would have saw him like, we can't do it. Or they would have gotten rid of Will Levis before the season even started. One of the two. Again, I'm not saying – I want people to hear me very clearly. I'm not saying he should be a part of picking the next coach.
You're putting him on a throne. You're saying, King Cam, who would you like as your coach?
I'm not saying that. I'm not
All hail Cam.
I'm not saying that Cam should be – the buck stops with him. He should be the end all be all. No, what I am saying is this. You in your mind believe Cam is the guy for the next 10, 15 years. If indeed that is the case, what is wrong with allowing him to sit in on a small portion of what this big and extensive interview is going to be? If he just sits in on a small part, Titans fans, if y'all think that Cam sitting in on that part will hurt him because he could get the big head, y'all might as well get rid of him now. Because if the kid becomes really good, he's going to get the big head anyway. So, listen, let him sit in that little portion. That's all. I'm not saying he need to pick the coach, people.
Let's get to some of your reaction. 615-737-1025. Brock in Nashville says, I agree with Derek. Even though Cam could end up not being the future, you have to function right now as though he is. That's how you've drafted and set up the organization up to this point. You need to have your quarterback on the same page as your head coach. Cam does not need veto power, but if I'm Mike Borgonzi, I value Cam's opinion.
Yeah, that's all you're doing is you're letting him know. You're starting the relationship off right. You're letting him know, hey, listen, again, ultimately we have say. And when I mean we, I mean Borgonzi. Hopefully it just stopped with Borgonzi, but Brinker, and obviously everything stops with Amy. But I'm just talking about head coach or whatnot. Ultimately, we are going to say yay or nay, but we're going to take into consideration somewhat what you have to say. Not to say what you're going to say is going to weigh one. It's going to be a heavy one way or the other. But at least I know and knows probably that sticky part of the trying to figure out if he's the guy. Maybe that one thing Cam said to you sort of was like, oh. Okay. All right, let me think about that.
Are we putting a little too much into that, though? Like, I would be looking for that might be a small part of what is the decision maker.
Absolutely.
I'm curious, too, how many teams do this?
Yeah.
How many
texter,
teams do what Cam Ward is asking to do? I don't think very many.
One texter asked earlier if Caleb Williams sat in on the Bears interview process when the Bears ultimately hired Ben Johnson. Mm-hmm. A quick Google search, I could not find anything reporting that Caleb Williams had any sort of influence or say or presence in the interview process. That doesn't mean it didn't happen. I just didn't see it very quickly. Let's go to Rob, who's been waiting patiently. Rob, thank you for calling. Please go ahead.
Hey, thank you guys for taking my call. Derek, I always agree with you. I tell you what, but you know what? I just have to disagree on this here. Mm-hmm. Cam, to me, let me just go right off into it. Cam, to me, he hadn't got the respect enough to even ask what he's asking to me. Because to me, if you're going to be asking something like that, you got to make sure that people are respecting you and your opinion. That's like someone in a workplace with a college degree, and I experienced college degree, and, you know, they come into a leadership role over me when I've been doing the job for a long time, and then they trying to tell me what to do. Now, I'm going to do the job, but I'm not going to respect you. I'm going to look at you like you little young whippersnapper. I've been doing this for a long time. And not trying to disrespect them, I'm going to still do the job. But I'm going to say this, too. You know, Cam, to me, I don't think he should even be asking that. His thing is he needs to be trying to figure out, am I going to be here next year? Because right now, the fans, the people have spoken out here. It's you guys and the other guys. Y'all the one trying to still, you know, give him hope. But everybody out here, and trust me, most other people out here, I mean, we're all seeing the same thing. And most people would say what I'm saying. Cam is not going to be that guy. So, to me, I mean, for him to even ask to go in that locker room, it's totally insane. I mean, to go in
there. Thank you for the call, Rob.
I don't think it's insane, but I lean his way. He just hasn't earned the ability to do that. As much importance is on him. I just don't. I just don't think that feels wrong to me.
If you say he hasn't earned, they respect him in that building.
Sure, they do. They respect other people too.
Let's make that one thing clear. They respect him in that building. Now, I'm sure, like Jeff, because Jeff said he's talked with, you know, Borghazi and management, and he knows, you know, the direction that they want to go. And this is Jeff that has said all of this stuff. So. But with Cam, why wouldn't you, especially if they've brought him up to the office, and I'm sure they have, and said, and listen, this is what we're thinking about. If they have approached him as far as that, what they're thinking about and who's going to run this team or how this team's going to look, why shouldn't he be a part? Why shouldn't he be able to voice, you know, I want to be a part, or, you know, I would like to be a part. Now, I would like to be a part of the, not search, but when y'all are, when you bring him in, I would like to listen to the philosophy of what he's saying as far as offense. There's nothing wrong with that.
Quickly, David Jane sent me this tweet from Courtney Cronin, who covers the Bears for ESPN. This is back in December of 2024. Quote, Ryan Poles, who's the GM of the Bears, said he's not sure about the quote-unquote specific input Caleb Williams will have in the choice for the next Bears head coach, but that the candidate's plan for developing a young quarterback will be paramount in the hiring process. 615-737-1025. We'll continue to take a reaction. We have a lot of it. We'll get to it next. 615-737-1025. Tomorrow between noon and 3, Chase and Big Joe will have your chance to win a $100 Moments Piece Salon and Day Spa gift card, and you can qualify to win a $1,000 Genesis Diamonds gift card. It's the 12 days of Christmas here on 102.5 The Game. D-Mace, Finnegan, and Donick, 102.5 The Game. We are presented by Bax Homeworks. Remodeling done right. Get a free estimate right now at BAXHomeworks.com. Talking Cam Ward, saying earlier today that he hopes to be involved in the Titans head coaching search and process. Let's get to your reaction, 615-737-1025. One texter says, I have to go with Derek on this one. I'm a retired professor, and anytime we had faculty candidates interview with us, we always gave students an opportunity to talk to them. It was important to get student input to help gauge goodness of fit, quote unquote. Student perceptions informed but did not determine our final hires. In fact, we sometimes chose someone different. Derek is right. Another texter says, I agree with D-Maze. Also, you want a successful marriage. I don't want a married at first sight situation. A coach who can see eye to eye with his quarterback and help him flourish. Jared in Spring Hill says, letting Ward sit in screams dysfunction. It should be interpreted that the higher-ups have Ward and everybody else's best interest in mind. What about Jeffrey Simmons, who's been here way longer and done way more than Ward? Isn't his opinion more resolute than Ward's? You want the Titans to get out of this funk and you want a rookie quarterback who's been underwhelming to have influence, that's part of the fun.
I would give them input, but not sit in the interview. That, I think people are misunderstanding what we're talking about here. It's the GM's job to hire the coach. The GM can get input from anybody. You can you want input from Jeffrey Simmons and Cam Ward and probably other people in the leadership group. What do you think we need? What are we missing? What traits do we want in the coach? But sitting in the interview, that is the GM's job. I don't want too many cooks in the kitchen there.
It wouldn't be a lot of cooks. Yeah, Cam ain't cooking. He's just there.
He's cooking.
He's just
you're
there
giving watching. Him the grill. You're giving him the.
No, I did. I didn't.
He's
give
in
him
the kitchen.
He's just in the kitchen.
The interviews are in the kitchen.
No. Again, I'm gonna go back. Me and my mama. Okay, I'm go back to me and my mama's kitchen. All right,
little Derek,
brothers, little Derek, little Carlos, little Willie, little Jack, everybody, little Yanni, little Leisha, little Al, everybody in mama's kitchen, because my mama cooked. Everybody was around. She let us look. Hey, what y'all want to eat? Okay, she let us watch. But she ain't telling us, oh, mama, you need to put some more pepper in that. No, I got this. I'm just letting you watch. Yeah, you were like, how did it taste last time? Oh, I had too much salt. Okay, let me take a little bit of salt off. Okay, how much? Okay. Y'all see what I'm doing, right? Yeah, okay.
She's giving you input.
Yeah, you give me a little input.
She's cooking the meal.
Yeah, absolutely, and that's all I'm saying. Let little Cam come to the table. Little Ricky wanted to come to the table. Little Derek, they call me Ricky back home. Little Ricky wanted to come to the table. Let little Cam come to the table. He ain't got to cook the meal.
I would get your input, then I would send you to the TV room.
Have your mom say, Willie, little Willie.
Send you outside.
Little Willie, taste the sauce, little Willie. How does it taste? Little Willie be happy. Yes, it tastes good, mama. Then you run back outside. That's all you want is a little taste. I'm not asking you to cook the whole meal. Just give me a little taste of the sauce, man.
But that's not what Cam was asking. He was asking for a little bit more than a taste. He was saying he wanted to be in there.
Imagine just for a moment. By the way, Tim in Nashville says, why am I imagining little Derek in 8-year-old Derek's body with current Derek's bald head and beard? That's an image.
With his own breakfast cereal.
Exactly.
It's like
remember
it's
we
like,
saw the cartoon of Derek eating the flakes.
Yes.
The loops.
Oh, man.
It's like going to a sushi restaurant, right? Sometimes you like to sit up at the bar and you can watch the sushi chefs make the rolls. You want to, you feel like you're a part of it. You're watching it. You're watching the process of your food being made. Uh-huh. But you're not the one doing the cutting and the rolling and putting the ginger and the wasabi. I'm okay if Cam is sitting on the other side of the bar watching the process, but Cam's not leaning over and going, I don't like that tuna. Can you replace it with that tuna over there?
But I would like him to say, why do you put that kind of tuna on there instead of – because I want to know. I want to learn. It's not that I'm trying to tell you what to do. I'm just like inquisitive. Right? And I'm sure little Adam was inquisitive.
I still
Big
am.
Time. Exactly. So what kind of – and you would ask, what kind of salmon is that?
What
kind
Okay, what do you mean I would ask?
You use that, but why don't you use that one? I'm not saying you
should.
Are you
saying that I'm difficult?
No, you're not difficult, but you're inquisitive. That's what I'm saying.
Well, if you ask my wife, I might be difficult. Our friend B-Man, whose daughter waited 4.5 hours for In-N-Out last week, says, I've got a question for all three of you guys. Do you really think as of right now that Cam Ward is really going to be the guy? I don't. Here is where I stand on this hot button issue, okay? I like to think of this dispassionately, okay? I'm trying to be rational. I'm trying to be impartial. Here is where I am on this, B-Man. I don't know what the answer is. I am not prepared on December 17th at 3:50 p.m. Central Time to declare whether Cam Ward is or isn't going to be the guy. What I've seen so far this season, I'm underwhelmed. I mentioned this the other day. Derek and I were talking about this on Monday. I do think that Cam Ward's environment has some influence on his performance. That doesn't excuse Cam Ward for his performance, but his environment does have an influence on his performance. So, B-Man, this is probably not the answer you were looking for, but my answer is I don't know. I don't know yet.
Yeah, I don't know whether he's going to be the guy or not. But I'm going to give him a chance to be the guy. Some people on either side, whether and you said it perfectly, Adam, I think the other day, whether you are on the camp of Cam's going to make it or you're on the camp of Cam's not going to make it, I'm in the middle saying I'm waiting to see. Because I don't think no one can give a true definitive answer whether he's going to make it or not because of the circumstances around him. I can see if he walked in there with a ready-made roster just coming off a playoff, and we insert him there, and he doesn't show anything. Okay, we may Houston, we may have a problem. But people, everybody knows that lives in this city and that is a Titans fan, that is not the case. He's not walking into a situation. The organization knows it. He's not walking into a situation where it's ready-made and you can better assess his talent. His talent is being clouded by all of the stuff around him. Like Adam said, yes, he needs to play better. But look at the environment around him.
One texter says, completely surprised with Willie's view. If he's thinking hiring a head coach for your franchise is an hour-long interview where somebody asks questions and the other one answers and you're done at the end of the hour.
I don't understand what he's talking about.
I don't really understand it either.
Say it again.
At the end of the hour.
Completely surprised with Willie's view. If he's thinking hiring a head coach for your franchise is an hour-long interview where somebody asks questions and the other one answers and you're done at the end of the hour.
Oh, I guess he's
assuming. Did I say that that's what it is?
I don't think you said that.
Maybe he heard a snippet of it and you just –
It's a multi-layer process.
Sure. Exactly.
There are multiple layers of these interviews. The coaches who are in the running for this job are going to be interviewed multiple times. Mm-hmm. So I think Derek's point is, well, maybe during the first interview with – let's just throw a name out there, Mike McCarthy. Mm-hmm. Maybe Cam Ward doesn't have any participation in the first Mike McCarthy interview. But maybe Mike McCarthy interviews well and is flown to Nashville. And as part of that interview, that second interview, that in-person interview, he spends some time with Cam Ward.
Yeah, you sit down with him. Sit down with Cam. It could be on the blackboard or on the whiteboard, as TD say. You know, it could be that.
It's still Whiteboard Wednesday,
exactly.
For Teron Davenport.
Absolutely. So
John Gruden kind of...
Exactly. So
scenes.
It's just like we're communicating. I'm figuring out. I'm listening to your philosophy. You're seeing some things. It's just like it's almost like the interviews they do at the combine. The quarterback sits in there with the GM. I understand that, you know, other players, but it would be sort of the same thing in a sense. Like, you're not a part of all of it, but if we bring Mike McCarthy in for a second interview or a third interview, now this is the time to insert Cam. And now, okay, do I need to possibly, you know, tweak some things, McCarthy meaning, or whoever they bring in, to gear more toward Cam? Because now I'm getting to talk to him. Before, I didn't get to talk to him. I didn't know. Now I'm getting to know what he likes, what he doesn't like, what he's good at, what he's not good at. Because I'm sitting here talking to him. We're going over the board, whether they hire him or not. But that's a process, I think, that will benefit not only Cam, but the team.
I'm not opposed to that.
Okay. All right.
But that's not... That's not an interview. That's not part of the interview.
But we haven't hired him yet. We haven't hired him yet.
I think we agree that a certain amount of input is smart.
Exactly.
But what I heard Cam say was he wanted to be all up in there. Is what I thought. That's what I heard. Am I wrong? He was aggressive.
What is Derek is corpse.
G-Mace, don't be a child.
Oh, my goodness.
Derek is corpsing live on the air at this very moment.
Oh, my goodness. So,
thank you for the bell. Take a breath. 615-737-1025. Is it just funny to hear Willie say all up in it? Yeah. I get that. 615-737-1025. We'll continue to take your reaction on this. But coming up next, a Titans defensive player said something after the game on Sunday that caught a lot of people's attention. And then his coach responded to it. And I know Derek's got some thoughts on this, so we're going to talk about that coming up next. 615-737-1025. The Game Nashville Sports Network is your home for college football bowl games and the college football playoff presented by Parman Tractor and Equipment. Today on Sports Talk 830, starting in 5 minutes, it's Old Dominion versus South Florida in the Cure Bowl, followed by Louisiana versus Delaware in the Ventures Bowl. For a list of games carried on the Game Nashville Sports Network, visit thegamenashville.com/bowlgames.